This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is on the campaign trail Saturday to campaign for candidates ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. In a stop in Montana, the president spoke to a partisan crowd at the airport of the small town of Belgrade. He hit on many of the themes he has been focusing on in recent rallies, including a caravan of Central Americans making its way through Mexico, the economy, and the media.
The Democrat Party, not the Democratic Party, but the Democrat Party, wants to sign illegal aliens up for free health care, free welfare, free education. And what do they really want? The right to vote. Because they figure that's the way they stay in office forever.
Later Saturday, the president heads to Tallahassee, Florida, to support Republican Rick Scott, who is trying to unseat Democratic Senator Bill Nelson, as well as former Congressman Ron DeSantis, who is taking on Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum to replace Scott as Florida's governor. Iran's supreme leader is declaring victory over the United States after nearly 40 years of confrontation. AP correspondent Ben Thomas tells us how.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's remarks came on the eve of the anniversary of the 1979 takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, and a day after the Trump administration announced that it was restoring all U.S. sanctions lifted as part of the Iran nuclear deal. Those sanctions covering Iran's shipping, financial, and energy sectors take effect Monday. Khamenei says the U.S. has waged military, economic, and propaganda wars against Iran over the last four decades, but has failed to dominate it in the way it did before the 1979 Islamic Revolution that ousted a pro-Western monarchy.
That's AP's Ben Thomas. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration says a Central American caravan winding its way through Mexico toward the United States is an annual event and poses no threat. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump calls the migrant caravan moving toward the United States' southern border an invasion, a view the International Organization for Migration does not share. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA the caravan is not an emergency. He says it is a normal annual event that has been going on for more than a decade.
I've never heard generally anyone thinking this is a threat to civil peace in these annual events.
While most of the migrants are continuing their relentless march toward the United States, many are dropping out of the caravan. The UN Migration Agency says exhaustion and the challenges ahead are causing many migrants to voluntarily accept offers from Mexico and Honduras to help them return home. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hundreds of mourners turned out Saturday to remember the dead passengers of a minibus attacked by terrorists outside the St. Samuel the Confessor Monastery in the southern Egyptian city of Minya on Friday. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, many survivors are being taken to the Egyptian capital to be treated for gunshot wounds.
Friday's attack and a similar attack on Coptic pilgrims to the same monastery in May of last year were carried out by terrorists who infiltrated the Minya region coming from Libya, according to Egyptian security sources. Ahmed al-Mismari, who is the spokesman for Eastern Libya military commander General Khalifa Haftar, has accused both Qatar and Sudan of supporting terrorists that have infiltrated Egypt and operate in the desert. Both countries deny the charges. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
1 week after the deadly synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, show-up for Shabbat services are being held across the United States. As AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, turnout is heavy.
Here at the Central Synagogue in Manhattan, the pews are packed and the 11 victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting are being remembered. Worshipper Stephen Kent says he's Episcopalian but wanted to show his support of Show Up for Shabbat.
It's such a tragedy that happened in Pittsburgh, and I was touched by the calling of the Jewish community to welcome non-Jews into their synagogues today. So I couldn't resist and I came. It was a wonderful feeling.
Outside the synagogue, heavily armed police stand guard, and to get in, you have to go through a metal detector. Julie Walker, New York.
For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.